Texte numéro 79. Thirsty tourists threaten temples. The five-star hotels around the ancient temples of Angkor are oases of green, sleek new buildings ringed by tropical forests and sprawling lawns. But the water used to keep them lush is being sucked from groundwater under the city, threatening the stability of the centuries-old World Heritage-listed landmark. Unchecked development and the widespread unregulated pumping of groundwater throughout Siem Reap City has raised concerns that the temples, including the world's largest religious monument, Angkor Wat, could crack if too much water is drained away. The temples and towers of the 400-square-kilometre Angkor site sit on a base of sand, kept firm by a constant supply of groundwater that rises and falls with the seasons, but that is now being used to supply a burgeoning city. With the number of visitors to the northern Cambodian province approaching 2 million a year, increasing pressure is being put on the scarce water resource. Thousands of illegal private pumps have been sunk across the city, pulling millions of litres of water from the ground each day. UNESCO, the cultural arm of the UN, says that no one knows just how much water is being drawn from the ground or how much can be taken safely. A lot of hotels are pumping their own water, but we don't know how much they are consuming. Water is a precious commodity in Siem Reap, particularly during the dry season, when tourist numbers are highest. Angkor Wat was built during the early years of the 12th century and in Khmer times was a pilgrimage destination of importance. In modern days, visitors' numbers peaked at 2 million in 2007, before the global financial crisis put a dent into tourism. This year, with tourists returning, about 1.6 million people are expected to visit the site. At the same time, the population in the city of Siem Reap, which is about 5 kilometres from the most famous temple, has doubled in a little more than a decade to around 200,000. Piu Hang, Deputy Director of Water Management for the Cambodian government's Angkor Conservation Body, says the pumping is unregulated and almost impossible to police. He says they are aware of the potential groundwater problem and are moving to ensure the temples will be protected. If we pump too much water, the groundwater goes down, and when the groundwater goes down, we will have a problem with the sand layer under the temple, so the temple can collapse. The Cambodian government has commissioned the Japanese Government Development Agency, JICA, to investigate future options for Siem Reap. It is likely to recommend a number of measures, including regulating the pumping of groundwater, as well as bringing water from other sources, including Tonle Sap Lake, which is more than 20 kilometres away. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2010.